Does the Muslim Community Have a Role in Deciding the U.S. Elections? By Dr. Abdullah Robin. On the eve of the U.S. presidential election, the 2.5 million Muslims who are registered to vote in it are asking how they can make a difference. They are not in agreement about how the difference is made, but the goodness in their hearts unites them in their desire to see the killing and destruction in Palestine and Lebanon come to an end somehow. The Democrat Party has traditionally taken most of the Muslim votes. In the 2020 election, many voters chose to vote for Biden to get rid of the hated Trump, who had pleased the Zionist entity by moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, thereby recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of the Zionist entity. Trump banned travel from certain Muslim countries and antagonized Muslims. Then came Biden, the biggest Zionist in U.S. history, who bestowed the Zionist entity with unprecedented amounts of weapons shipments with which to kill tens of thousands of innocents. Although humans across the globe are shocked at what is happening, no crime has been heinous enough for Biden to stop fueling the massacres with his weapons. Now, on the eve of the U.S. election, with Vice President Harris standing as the Democrat candidate, many Muslims are turning away from the Democrat Party because of their criminal participation in the destruction of life and property in Gaza and Lebanon. A national poll of 1,449 Muslim voters showed Trump with only 10% of their support, while Harris got 41%. And a third-party candidate, Jill Stein, had the highest approval, even though she has no chance of winning the election. There are 7 U.S. states where a few thousand votes could decide whether Trump or Harris wins the elections, and many Muslims in the U.S. want to punish the Democrats by voting against Harris, even though that could cause the despised Trump to win. Trump is seeking the Muslim vote. At a rally in Detroit, Trump praised Arabs and Muslims, saying about them, "They're not into the transgender operations. They're not into the men playing in women's sports. Some Muslims are supporting Trump because of his conservative values, and others because he promises to end the war, although nobody knows how he will do that." One Muslim imam declared to a crowd, "We as Muslims stand with President Trump because he promises peace, not war. The bloodshed has to stop all over the world, and I think this man can make that happen. I personally believe that God saved his life twice for a reason. Can Muslims make a change? They can join the game, but others set the table and decided the rules. The bigger question should be, can any Americans make a change? Not just the small minority of Muslims in the country. The powers that fund the politics in the U.S. would sacrifice the whole world for their interests and would sacrifice American voters with them. The votes only get to choose between two puppet clowns." Some say that the Zionists control U.S. politics, while others say that the U.S. uses Zionism for its interests in the Middle East. Whoever you think is driving the politics in the U.S., you can be sure that they are doing so for ends totally opposed to the justice and high values that Allah has enjoined upon Muslims to apply and spread in the world. For this reason, whether Trump or Harris, whether Jews or others, the capitalists whose wealth and power depends upon the usury system and world subjugation will continue seeking the destruction of Islam by any means, and the democracy system and the slogans associated with it belong to them. They pay for theaters of public democracy and choose the actors who will stand before you. Therefore, Muslims in the U.S., as with Muslims everywhere else in the world, have only one path towards meaningful change, and that is the path of Islamic politics according to Islam's system and method. The West, with the U.S. as its head, has shown clearly the reality of its corrupt ideology. The message has been written for us with red blood of the thousands of child martyrs under the soil and under the rubble of our sacred lands. Whoever is unable to read that message will not benefit even from reading thousands of books.